If you're at all like me and don't especially like eating a bunch of chemicals, then ButcherBox is just what you're looking for. When you get a ButcherBox membership, you'll have the peace of mind that you're getting high-quality meat, seafood, and poultry that you can trust. With 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, ButcherBox wants you to eat healthier than you ever have before. More importantly, there's no antibiotics or hormones in their meat, which might not always be the case at one of those big box stores. Another huge bonus with ButcherBox? They conveniently deliver directly to your doorstep. Save yourself the hassle of driving to the supermarket, or even putting on pants for that matter. And ButcherBox's prices are competitive, or even lower than what you'll find at your grocery store. ButcherBox also has a slew of delicious recipes and other cooking tips to help add a little pizzazz to your meals. At our house, we've tried a bunch of different meals, and they've been a huge hit every time. They're really good. And right now, just for our listeners, ButcherBox is offering ground beef for life with a new membership, plus an additional 20% off your first order. Use the link butcherbox.com/lisk and use the code LISK to get free ground beef for life, plus 20% off your first box. Again, that's butcherbox.com/LISK, L-I-S-K, and use code LISK.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Thank you for joining us for this bonus mini-episode of LISK, Long Island Serial Killer. One person we've heard from in the first two episodes is retired Chief of Detectives Dominic Verrone. With a career spanning over 40 years, he was an integral part of investigating many major cases in Long Island. While sitting down with him to discuss LISK, he also recounted some of his other cases. One of those was the 1992 case of Katie Beers, the 9-year-old girl who was kidnapped and held captive in an underground bunker for 17 days. Mr. Verrone spoke with us not only about how they rescued Katie and caught her kidnapper, but also how speaking publicly about these cases often helps solve them. He told us that he hopes by speaking about LISK, it helps shed light on who the killer might be and ultimately his arrest.
My name is Dominic Verrone, retired Chief of Detectives of the Suffolk County Police Department. On September 11, 1972, I sworn in as an officer, and I did almost 40 years before I retired at the end of 2011. I started as a police officer, and I had a bachelor's degree when I started. I got a master's degree. I was in command of the hostage negotiation team as well as the kidnap investigation team. And then I got more heavily involved in criminal investigations as my career continued, and I ended up as chief of detectives. Well, there was many highlights to my career, many things that I got involved in. Certainly, we had the Long Island sniper, guy who shot and killed an individual who was sitting at a diner. We had the TWA 800 flight crash. I was in charge of the tactical patrol unit. I was a captain at the time, and we responded to that, which turned out to be nothing more than a recovery operation, unfortunately. One of the bigger cases in my career was the Katie Beers kidnapping, where a 9-year-old girl was abducted in December of 1992, and she was held underground for 17 days in an underground dungeon by a pedophile, John Esposito. And as the commander of the kidnap investigation team, I headed that investigation. That was probably one of the highlights of my career. And then, of course, my last couple of years as the chief of detectives, I got involved in the disappearance of Shannon Gilbert, as well as the Long Island serial killer case. In the Katie Beers case, what was very unusual about it is the abductor, the kidnapper, actually had a sound recording device in the underground bunker. It was voice activated, and pretty compelling tape, because when he left her alone, you'd be able to hear her banging and screaming and calling for her mommy and crying, a terrified young child underground. And she came to her 10th birthday while she was in that underground dungeon. And it's pretty compelling and pretty sad when you hear that. I think to this day, she's never heard those audios. We discussed it with her therapist, and there's no benefit and no advantage. Certainly, if at some point she wanted to, she could, but she endured enough. And I think when you're thinking about other cases and families, police, the Blue family, throughout their careers, deal with pain and suffering. And sometimes it's murder, which is bad, but very often it's suffering in many other ways, particularly when a 9-year-old has to endure the pain and suffering of being held underground. But I think the good detectives and the good police officers have to empathize with the victims and have to empathize with the families. And they've seen it all, particularly the homicide investigators. And I think that goes a long way for their manner in dealing with the family, as well as serving as a motivating factor for them to solve cases.
What was that like when you were able to free her? I mean, you know, I'm sure that was a big deal for you, and that, you know, was that was relentless work for a number of weeks, correct?
It was 17 days.
So 2 weeks.
And it was during the holidays.
Yeah.
And in fact, many of us commiserated about the fact that we weren't with our families for the holidays, Christmas and throughout. For the most part, we were working on this case around the clock. But when you realize, and when we realized what this child endured, you realize that our pain and our little bit of misery did not compare to what she was had to endure. But for those 17 days, for me, as well as all the investigators, tremendous amount of pressure. It became a national story. Where was Katie Beers? We wanted to do everything we could to find her. And as each day went by, you know, our hopes diminished. And we thought that we would end up finding the body of Katie Beers. So the fact that Esposito finally broke down the abductor and led us to where she was, and he had her secreted in a manner that I don't think we ever would have found her. The fact that he led us to her and we found her and found her alive was extremely gratifying. And even more gratifying was the fact that after this child spent 17 days in an underground bunker, we'd expect her to be in a state of shock, sensory deprived, not being able to speak. But she came out bubbly, happy, thrilled that she was going home, gone to see her pets, and it was very uplifting. There's many factors in the case, but basically we had around-the-clock surveillance. We actually were, he allowed us to stay in his house, not exactly where she was. The underground bunker was under the garage, unattached garage. But we kind of tricked him into allowing us to monitor phones under the expectation that she may try to call him if she break free from her captor. And that allowed us to be in a position to observe him. It got to the point where we were following him everywhere. And Katie herself helped in him finally cracking and giving up the case. She wrote a book on the subject, Buried Memories, which has a lot of details. Certainly her aspect of what she endured, and also a lot of the police investigation, if anyone's interested.
You may have heard that Shopify has been helping millions of people sell their products online. But did you know that Shopify is helping stores around the world sell in person too? Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. It's easier than ever to do everything from accepting payments to managing inventory. So when customers search for that thing they want, it's there. Shopify has everything you need to sell to your customers in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse partner that can track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. It's easier than ever to connect with customers online and in line, too. Shopify helps drive sales with their intuitive plug-and-play tools to get the word out on TikTok, Instagram, and pretty much any other social platform. Shopify has the hardware that'll fit your business. Take payments by phone, turn your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device to alleviate all those sales headaches. And if you ever run into problems, Shopify's award-winning support team is there to smooth things out. Do retail right with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lisk. That's L-I-S-K, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/lisk to take your retail business to the next level today. One last time, go to shopify.com/lisk.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I think it's important for people to have answers. I know there's still questions in a lot of people's mind about Shannon Gilbert. And I think, although the serial killer case is still an active investigation, and I'm hesitant to speak about it, and I'm going to be very careful about speaking about it because I don't in any way want to interfere with an active investigation, and more importantly, a prosecution, hopefully, of the perpetrator. So you have to be careful. As a law enforcement individual, either active or retired, you don't want to do anything to jeopardize the case. But I think talking about a case like this is important and helpful because it might generate some interest and someone who has some information might come forward, particularly in a case like this, where there are not many leads, where most of the evidence, most of the time they were dealing with skeletal remains, very little to go on. But there are things to go on, and someone may think about who may be responsible or have information on someone who they think may be involved, and they may come forward to the police. And that's all it takes, is a tip. Information leads to an arrest.
Thank you for listening, and if you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, and review as it helps others find us. And you'll hear from us soon with episode 3 of LISK, Long Island Serial Killer, on Wednesday, March 18th.